Hi, it's Abby Smith with you. A number of search warrants have been carried out as investigations continue into last week's truck crash in Victoria, which killed four police officers. Premises in Croydon and Frankston were searched today to form part of the investigation into truck company Connect Logistics.
Anytime there's a heavy vehicle involved in a collision where there's a serious injury or a fatal outcome, we will work through the heavy vehicle unit and ensure that the chain of responsibility exists and has been followed in terms of the law.
Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Libby Murphy there. While driver Mahinda Singh Bajwa has been remanded in custody after fronting court this morning, he did not apply for bail. More than a million people have already signed up to the COVID Safe app since its launch last night. Chief Nursing Officer Alison McMillan says she's pleased the uptake's been so fast.
Australians, I think, are generally willing to help, and I think we've seen that already. If a million people have already downloaded this, that is just demonstrating how people are wanting to play their part in crushing this virus.
Actor Craig McLaughlin has had another charge against him dropped in the ongoing indecent assault case, but a magistrate has ruled he has a case to answer. The Gold Logie winner is still facing 13 charges of assault and indecent assault against four women during a production of the Rocky Horror musical. The court case will return in November. And a News Poll survey has found Scott Morrison is our most popular Prime Minister since Kevin Rudd at his peak in 2008. However, the Coalition and Labor are tied on 50% each in the two-party preferred department. Sport, an unacceptable breach of health orders is how the NRL has described a picture of two players around a campfire with a group of men. New South Wales Deputy Commissioner Gary Warboys has confirmed they will investigate the photo of Latrell Mitchell and Josh Adokar.
That would obviously be what would happen. I have spoken this morning to the region commander at Northern, and of course he will make himself aware of what's on the back page of the paper and make some inquiries.
And download The Briefing now, Australia's new daily must-listen news podcast with Tom Tilley.